everyone who was around at the time when Rav Shach Zecheinu Livracha made the party of Degel HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael remembers with was earth-shattering, making a new political party in Eretz Yisrael. No one can ever forget those days. Listen to this incredible story. The different Gedolim were meeting by Rav Shach's house right after the formation of the party of Degel HaTorah. In the middle of the meeting, Rav Shach got up, he has to walk out a minute. So some people were like wondering, it's Mamish a middle. The whole world was on Rav Shach's shoulders then. They're making new thing, Degel HaTorah. They have to go run in the Knesset, get some seats. It was Mamish, it was tremendous pressure. Like unbelievable. What did Rav Shach have to run out in the middle of the meeting for? And somebody went out and heard that Rav Shach picked up the telephone and he called someone to make sure he remembers that it comes Yom Tov time. There's a certain almana. And he makes sure to send her something like either a new piece of jewelry or a new dress for Yom Tov. And he was making sure that somebody would make sure she gets this new dress or a new piece of jewelry for Yom Tov. This almana. What's so powerful about the story is that we see that the Gedolei Torah, no matter what they were busy with the tzibur, with the klal, they didn't forget about the plight of a yachid. Of a single person. They didn't say, listen, I'm so busy taking care of thousands of people now. I can't worry about that one person. We know, unfortunately, when people are very busy, not gedolim, in political things, they're very busy with the klal. We have to learn from this story not to forget about the single yachid's plight. Not to forget about him. I remember, many years ago, it's made a tremendous impression on me, that people remember when Aryeh Deri was sentenced to jail, which we all know was a total false accusations against him. It was just they were trying to get him because he was an unbelievable hatzlochadik Haredi politician. So the anti-religious, the anti-Haredi were out to get him. And now Baruch Hashem, Hashem put him back into the same place that he was with the same power and even more like he deserves. He did so much, Aryeh Deri, for all the yeshivas then and Eretz Yisrael. He did incredible amounts. But I remember, right after he was sentenced to go to jail then, and before he went to jail, he gave an interview in the Ated Nehman. Makes a very deep impression on me till this day what he said. He said when he comes out of jail, he's going to do two things differently. He said the first thing is, he said, I'm so busy in my office, in my, all these, when I'm home, on the phone, taking care of klal things, with gedolim, with ministers, that I'll make sure to give more attention to my children. That's number one. And listen to the second thing that he said. He said, I'm going to make sure, he said, to give more attention to people that call me that are not gedolim, that are not government ministers, that are plain, simple people without protection, plain yechidim, to make sure to give attention to their plights. That made a tremendous impression on me. That he took that and said, I'm going to realize when I come out, there's something I'm going to change. I'm going to make sure not to overlook those yechidim that are not connected, that are knocking on the door, that are calling me. I'm going to take out from my time, even though I'm busy with thousands of people, with yeshivas, with gedolim, with government ministers. But I'm going to give attention to those yechidim. And I want to end with the following. I have a cousin who is from the most famous radiologist doctors in the world, Dr. Yaakov Sinneman, Montefiore Hospital. People fly in from all over the world to him because one of his biggest expertise is to be able to save people, not to have to, Rahman al-Islam, not to have to make an amputation. He's able to open up the veins. They even flew in Ramosha Shmuel Shapiro, the Khanal Rukhmerich Israel, special to him. And something that I've seen, he makes every year, he makes a special conference in the world of Astoria for all big doctors from all over the world, and they fly him all over to different things. But yet, something that I've seen by him over and over, this lesson, that even though he's so busy giving lectures to doctors from all over the world, if I will ever tell him that there's somebody that has a problem with their vein somewhere, something, that's a Yiddish person stuck somewhere, he will go drive down to that hospital to look after that yachid. Maybe I can help out that person. Maybe I can give advice. I'm not even his doctor. Nobody even asked me. And he'll come walking in to this hospital, and the doctor will say, wow, Dr. Sinneman is here? who's 100 times bigger doctor than me, and he's coming uninvited to try to see if he can help. This is a lesson we have to learn, that even when we're big in something, and even though we're dealing with thousands of people, we're dealing with the biggest doctors in the world, we're dealing with yeshivas, with gedolim, with ministers, not to forget the plight of the single yachid.